In the tech sector, we see a purported marriage between Xerox and HP, which are a C-grade company and an A-grade company. And what are some of the difficulties or the inevitable failures that could happen when this type of relationship is developed?
Well, that's a great question, Robert, because it's a profound question. And it's fascinating that it happens that we started building our management grading system based on the acquisition of Digital Equipment Corporation by Compaq, 2001, something like that, and the eventual acquisition of Compaq by Hewlett-Packard, which then forced the dissolution of Hewlett-Packard, and here we have another stage in this. So this grading system extends right back deep into this whole chain, if you like, of companies. And what we discovered in our research years ago, as we began looking at the difference between companies with varying grades, is that the bulk of failures in M&A come between F-grade companies. So the lower the grade, the higher the risk of failure in a deal. Mm. And indeed, the data show that the vast majority of M&A deals do fail. Now, here you have an asymmetry. You have a C-grade company trying to acquire an A-grade company. And those never work. You cannot acquire uphill, if you want to put it that way. Because if you try to do that, you almost certainly find that you don't have the operational strength. You don't have the bits and pieces to pull the two companies together. You'll find that your ability to move information in your supply chain end to end from your customers back through to your suppliers and back again and turn them into cash, that information into cash, is weaker than the company you're acquiring. It's just something that doesn't historically work. Now, an A-grade company can buy a C-grade company, but only if it's a lot smaller. Now, as it turns out, Xerox is smaller than Hewlett-Packard, so that its operations can be completely subsumed by the higher grade, bigger company. Heaven help you if you try to merge equals CNA on size, you're going to have a disaster.
And we see here a very comparable information velocity between these two companies. You've got Xerox with 78 and HP at 70, but then you have a company that's much stronger like Walmart with 36 for their information velocity. What gives in this scenario?
That's a great question. One of the big problems in these companies is their receivables. Xerox, for example, has 48 days of sales and receivables. HP has 32. Now, a Walmart would be down to 4, which is really good.
Yeah.
So Walmart is doing very well in that respect. And that's largely because everything walks out the door through a cash register. But at the same time, Apple has very low days of sales and receivables. So you're looking at a situation where there is probably a lack of value being added to customers. Why are receivables so long at Xerox? And they're significantly shorter at HP. The difference between 32 and 48 is not a small number when it comes to receivables. That has to be financed somehow. And so it is a real question. It really is.
So we have a C-grade company here. Why don't C-grade companies have the IT to support an acquisition of this type?
You know, I have been involved in some of the biggest restructurings, in fact, the biggest restructuring ever done to its time. And I see time and again management simply ignoring the obvious. Why wouldn't you have the kind of IT that flows customer information through your company fast enough to turn it into cash fast? It just defies logic, common sense, shareholder value, everything. But these companies insist on doing it. And at the end of the day, I can only put it down to plain stupidity.
For more on great companies in scenarios like this and why it's important to have an ERP system that can support an acquisition, visit us at future-creators.com. Thanks, Francis.
Thanks, Robert.